This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 27th of August, 2013. And if it's Tuesday, it must mean we've got Ron McDonald. Is that about right?
have we been drinking today, John?
No, not at all. But we have had some rain. There is humidity in the air, and that has a profound effect on Texans lately. Yeah.
I can believe.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I told you we've been without electricity for a little bit, but it came on at 1 o'clock in the morning or so. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah,
one of those huge redwood trees fell. And you saw that. That was the first time you saw a redwood tree, am I correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, imagine one of those falling across the highway, knocking down six poles.
Well, I mean, these are pretty old redwoods. I mean, do you lie awake at night? I mean, this just happened, what, a few streets away, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you lay awake at night listening to wood creaking and cracking?
I have heard that. You do hear that before they fall. You actually hear that sound.
Well, you don't have a basement. What do you do?
Well, we did, and you were here. You're at my place.
Yeah.
We cut all the redwood trees around us down. I wasn't going to leave them up.
Yeah, but I see what redwood trees. I mean, you're right on the edge of a redwood forest.
Yes.
I mean, literally right on the edge. I mean, like, there's nothing behind your house. Except
plenty of food running around up there.
Well, the point being, a lot of redwoods. And there's redwoods that could reach your house if they decided to fall over. Forget the ones you cut right next to your house. I mean, literally right next to your house.
Yeah.
You showed me this thing that I'm standing on it, and I'm going, what's this? You said, well, this is what is left of the redwood that they cut down. And I'm standing there, and I'm going, okay, all right. And, yeah, it was real close to your house. But if how in the hell? I don't know. Be honest with you, I'm not a paranoid person. But if I'm laying awake at night and I'm hearing cracking and creaking, I mean, that can't bode well for a good night's sleep.
But, you know, it's a rare thing for a tree to fall, you know. But sometimes during the storms, the branches get so wet. And some of the limbs on them are about 12 to 14 inches in diameter, just the limbs.
You're describing a full-grown tree here in Texas.
I know.
You know, when I first came to Texas, they said, oh, well, we got oak trees down here. Well, no, your typical oak, I mean, when you're talking oak here, its taproot is generally a lot deeper in the ground than the tree is above the ground, or it's two-thirds of it or something. I mean, I'm talking real well-rooted trees that are well-rooted. Well, down here in Texas, ain't nothing real well-rooted because there's not that much soil. But they said, oh, we got oaks down here. Oh, really? Where? And somebody pointed one out, and I'm looking at this poor, scraggly, bent-over thing, and I'm going, that's an oak tree? Oh, yeah, that's a live oak. Okay, why is it called a live oak? Well, it doesn't shed its leaves until the spring. I'm going, okay. Well, up north, the trees up north, they kind of do the same thing. They don't shed their leaves until the spring. But why live? Well, I don't know. Nobody can tell me why they called it a live oak, because it doesn't look alive as the northern oaks. But, hey, you know, I mean, you got to be pretty hardy and pretty creaky and pretty thick-skinned to survive in a Texas heat anyhow. So. Yeah.
Well, we have a golf course, Northwood, where a tree fell on a house, divided it right in half, and what they did was just built two separate houses with those. I know, it's crazy, but...
They didn't leave the tree there for posterity.
Oh,
they?
No. They cut the tree down. Yeah.
Anyhow, enough about redwoods and forests and tree breakage and all that other stuff. Is there anything going on here with our remonstrance?
You know, we have another seminar coming up.
Yeah.
And we have people joining, and we have others that are actively pursuing getting recorders and sheriffs to participate in this. And it's been with a lot of luck. It's actually happening. So, yeah, we're having positive results on this. I think the people understand something has to be done at this point, and this is the only way that we can do it and not be concerned of attacking the federal jurisdiction. We just control our own officers within our states.
Well, and I think a lot of people, and bless their hearts, because they want to understand, and their understanding has led them to believe that, and you should, by way of, I don't know, you've been getting a lot of those comments, and what you've been saying here, that this is pretty simple. Now, yesterday, I said to fine folks out there in Radio Land, I said I held court at the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, and there's four tellers and a manager around, and she stuck around specifically to hear all of what I had to say. One of them had one of the $2 bills with the red seal, meaning it was a federal note, not a Federal Reserve note. It was called the federal note. That was Kennedy's executive order, putting about $5 billion into circulation at zero interest. How did he arrive at $5 billion? That was about the country's deficit, I do believe, at the time. So what better place to start than, okay, how much are we on the books for? Okay, well, let me issue this currency, and that'll pretty much take care of the debt, the national debt. Well, we all know what happened to Dear John after that. Somebody had wrote him a Dear John letter, then splattered his brains all over Dallas, Texas. So they haven't been real keen on going in and fixing anything with the Fed because, well, that's just hallowed ground. Ron, you just don't mess with somebody else's punch bowl. You just don't do that.
Oh, I agree with you. So that's why we're not messing with it.
Exactly. And then that was the roundabout way of arriving to that point, that by going after this Fed, going after the federal government and its dealings with the Fed, or going after the Federal Reserve itself, is a wrong thing to do.
Right.
Why? Okay, now that we've had time to consider this, why would it be the wrong thing to do, just for people's understanding?
when you're dealing with the federal government, and if you were to, let's say, put in this writ, something about the taxes, you know, that it's this will stop them from leaning properties because of taxes. Well, now you've entered their jurisdiction, haven't you? They have a right to tax. So as soon as you mention anything, notices of levies, liens, writs of executions, or any of the many instruments that they have that they file through the recorder's office, as soon as you start raising those, then it isn't about compelling your public officers to do their job. It's about preventing the federal government from issuing their liens. And that's a tax, that's implied tax results right there.
All right. Let's take this break. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes. Oh, I just got an email from Andy Hoffman. He says, ain't I supposed to be on today? We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, I just used that three-minute break to reschedule Mr. Andy Hoffman, that doesn't like to be called ranting anymore. I'll have to ask him about that when I'm on live. But we rescheduled him. Where'd you go? Hello, Mr. Producer. Here you are. I can then make coffee, and everybody else drinks my coffee. Don't drink the boss's coffee. At any rate, we've got him scheduled out for, make sure I get this right, the 3rd and the 17th of next month. And then this Thursday, we will have Gerald Salente on with us. So now that I'm all clear about that, I told Andy, I said, I'm really not losing it. I'm just temporarily reorienting myself.
I think we all do that every now and then. At least I know I do.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's a million and one things. And, you know, you notice this when you get older. How the hell did I ever juggle that many things at the same time?
Yeah.
when you start to age, it's like, okay, I need to take command and control. I need to make sure everything is correct. I need to slow down. Well, that's the fault. That's the mistake. Because generally in our lives, we're running at Mach 3 with our hair on fire. And nobody explained to me, Ron, why we did things that way. But that's the human condition we find ourselves in today. It seems that somebody got in their head that, well, light travels at the speed of light, so I guess everybody else should. Information does, doesn't it? Okay. Well, I'm running as fast as I can here, but I can't quite catch up. Anyhow. So, okay, on the writ of prohibition, and now, is there advantage of doing multiple states, or do we see this is what I've been thinking. If we have one state that this goes through, then is not the precedence set?
Absolutely, it really is.
Okay.
At that point. However, I'm not taking any chances. I am not taking any chances. When you think about what's actually at play here, the Supreme Court does interpret the law, and once they interpret the law, that is the defining of that law right then and there. When you take that law, let's say it's being violated throughout the states, just as it is right now, and you bring that law before the Supreme Court of the state and say, listen, public officers are violating this law. And they look at it and say, oh, my God, that's our money system. Jesus, if we grant this writ, we're attacking the federal government, basically. And if we don't grant this writ, we're committing a crime. They're placed in between a rock and a hard place. Do you see that point there?
Yeah.
They don't have room to wiggle out of it. It basically is a set deal. The only way they can get out of it is to commit a crime. And I doubt very much they want to do that before the public.
Well, and there are organizations and people out there. Some are proclaiming that the federal government is a wholly and solely owned private corporation. There are others that are saying, well, it's quasi-public, quasi-private. And I don't know, Ron, I don't know that you can have that kind of entity. How do you have a quasi-public private corporation?
You don't. You really don't. And we knew, you know, when I took that case to the Supreme Court of the United States to have it reaffirmed with the gold coin, where the district court stipulated that the client did not place a value on the coin, if any. Well, the coin was a United States gold, $20 gold piece. And it was minted under the Act of 1792. So it was lawful. It was the lawful money of the United States.
So let me understand this in its fullness. We have, according to the Coinage Act of 1792, we have the Treasury that was responsible for striking a gold coin. Was that a $20 piece?
Yeah, it was $20, but The Mint Act itself basically told how many grains of gold and other precious metals
okay. Went
in these. So it was the uniform procedure for making all coins throughout the United States.
Okay, so your case proved without a shadow of doubt here that in fact that this was in fact the coin of the realm of the day, and it was lawful money. But then your court case illustrated, and you got the ruling, well, this is not lawful money anymore. Did they exactly explain why it wasn't lawful money?
No, they did not. They did not put it in those terms. They basically told the defendant
you have not placed a value on this, if any. Now, this is still the money of accounts of your states and still the money of accounts of the United States. That lawful coin is the money. Legal tender is not the money. It is a negotiable instrument that's passed as currency throughout the United States. So what they were saying is that they are not the United States. See, in every treasury, there's supposed to be the money of accounts. And I've mentioned this once before. If it's a lira, you're in Italy. If it's a yen, you're wherever, you know. So you're having to see the law system through the money system. In the United States, it's always been the gold coins and the silver coins as minted. And the acts are still on the books. And inclusive of California, we have Section 6850, which says the money of accounts of the state of California are the dollar, the cent, and the mill. Well, you don't have mills in the clad coins of the legal tender system. That referred back to when we had measures of weights, gold weight and silver weights. So that's still the money of accounts in the United States. I mean, it's still the money accounts in the states. But if you look at it, that's the same as in Title 31, Section 5103, the legal tender defining is the dollar, the cent, and the mill. It means a measure of weight of precious metals.
No, go ahead.
Even the writ explains the whole process of where we were and how we've arrived here. And it all starts back at the Articles of Confederation, emitting bills of credit, which was put into the Articles of Confederation. And there was a reason for that. First of all, when the country first started, we were using foreign coins over here. And the kings of those realms over in Europe would control and regulate the coins we're using. So the United States could never be sovereign. The states could never be sovereign under that condition. So the states started coining their own money, but they had different values. A dollar in Ohio would be different than a dollar in New York or whatever. So they had to give away a power to a national government, making those coins standard throughout the realm. And that's the purpose of that one clause, where the Congress has the right to coin money and keep it standard. But it was never a right to emit bills of credit. And there was a vote of 11 states to 2 to remove emit bills of credit in the newly formed Constitution. They did not want it in there because with that they had deflation, inflation, they had depreciation, that people were losing their properties and everything else. The currency fluctuated and it was debased. So they demanded that it should never be a power given to a national government that had the ability to tax the people. And guess what? They assumed it, haven't they?
There was a quote from the London Times regarding Mr. Lincoln's greenback notes of the day. They said that if this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It'll pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on commerce. It would become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. Man.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Soon you will be dancing face-to-face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that ever
That's all that ever is, folks. Do you realize what we have become in this country? We have become the target of a massive marketing campaign. What do I mean by that? I mean, we're born and bred in commerce to be consumers and payers. Taxpayers, this payer, remitter, give it a name. I don't care what the heck you use. Madison Avenue dreams it up. They sell you on the idea. And then you got to figure out a way to pay for it. And all of this, and one of these days I'll get Clint Richardson in on this discussion as well, because I did see a documentary a while ago, and it is on this corporate system that we find ourselves in, massively, and I mean, folks, massively inefficient, generating so much waste, so much, I mean, you would think the green freaks out there would be having heart attacks. You know, we're creating mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of garbage that we keep trying to find holes for and then to bury it. And then we got to stick pipes in it and light the flame before the earth blows up and splits itself in half. You know, methane. An exaggeration, of course, but The problem is that we now have a predetermined life cycle on just about everything. Your cars, folks, a lot of you in the audience aren't old enough to remember this, but I do remember the day that if you took reasonable care of the car that you purchased that was built like a damn Sherman tank, that you kept the oil changed and you took good care of it, reasonably good care of it, the damn thing would rust out from under you before it would break and go away into the car boneyard. Not anymore. Now we have cars, you just look at them, and they dent. And they've come up with neat, nifty little ways into which to fix the dents. They don't have to sand and fill anymore. They just get underneath the skin with a kind of little coat hanger, and they'll push a little boo-boo back out. There's no metal there. Well, there's metal there. That's an exaggeration. But it's only thick enough to hold up the primer, the paint, and the clear. Without that, you'd be driving around in something that wasn't really attractive. Point being, it's all planned obsolescence. And to tell you the honest God's truth, I mean, folks, think about it. What can you go and buy that generationally you can hand down from one generation to the next? You know, when was the last time somebody handed you something and goes, oh, well, this is something your great-great-grandfather had in his workshop? Or here's something your great-great-great-grandfather used to use and gave it to your great-great-grandfather, which gave it to you. Well, you get the idea. Passed down throughout the generations. We are a Mr. Fix-It. If it looks good, sell it. If it looks good and it's a little expensive, well, then finance it. If it's even better, and we got a dream. We have a dream. We can sell you this $100,000 house. Forget the end cost. This is affordable, and this is your dream. Yes, you'll pay us four times what this thing is actually worth, and then we're going to play a little game here of your property is going to keep increasing. That somehow that these wonderful materials that we've just built your house with throughout the years is going to increase in value. That's right. Forget the fact that it's falling apart and it looks kind of ugly. No, it's going to keep going up in price, in value. Ron, what freaking planet am I from? If I were to have somebody explain to me this is what economics are in America today, when I was a young man, I would have looked at him and said, hey, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I was thinking of Under the Tuscan Sun. I don't know if you saw that movie. It was in Italy. And there was a foreign couple that wanted to buy this Italian chateau or whatever with a main character. And just because the main character was American, she was in there, never even put a bid on the house, but the foreign customers were actually pushed away. And the only comment they could say is, you greedy Americans. And I can't blame them. We are greedy. Well, we have more than we ever needed.
And that is true. And here again, it's the idea of selling. If you can create the market, you create the idea in which that marketplace, somebody can get in there and fill a little niche. You know, do we really need all this stuff? This is why I've said to people, you know, years ago, we asked people to do this. Pick a weekend. We don't care any weekend. Doesn't make any difference. It won't make any difference. It's the first or the last or the ones in between. It ain't going to matter. Pick a weekend. What you're going to do is unplug yourself from the grid. There's not going to be any running water. Forget that. There's not going to be any electricity. Now, you will have the luxury of planning on this little power outage, but you're going to find out that you have a lot of time on your hands. The hours are going to seem like they drag by, because they will. Lights go out. What do you grab for? Your flashlight? Yeah, okay. Well, do you have any candles? Have any lanterns? You know, the light-making stuff? Yeah, that's what you're going to need. If, in the future, you can't afford their overpriced electricity, which is increasing in price all the time. Look at your bill again. That amount changed. Take a look at what you're doing, how you're doing it. Without water, what are you going to do? How are you going to bathe? How are you going to cook? How are you going to wash clothes? What will you do? And people began to understand that there is a lot of crap that's just convenience and a lot of crap that's just fun to have around. But is it really necessary? is it necessary for survival? That changes your whole perception of what is important and what isn't. Ron, what did we have before we had television? We had radio.
Radio, yes. And then before books, then we were storytellers.
Mm-hmm. And boy, harken back to the day that, you know, you can't seat 10 people in a room, start out with a simple little story and have it end up the same way.
So that's when imagination was rich, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when there was a lot of filling in blanks was going on. But then enter Mr. Gutenberg, and we can put our ideas down and they don't change. Unless somebody intentionally changes what the meanings of the words in the story is trying to tell us. And that has happened as well. But then it went from learning to entertainment. I mean, was radio used back in the day for education? I don't believe that was the intent of radio. They would give you news. They would talk about current events. But that was... basically, it was entertainment. They realized that, hey, we can do music, we can do game shows, you know, yes. we can do a ton of stuff, and it'll be highly entertaining, and we'll sell a bunch of radios, and everybody's going to make money, and we'll have advertisers. We'll make money off of advertisers buying into the airtime to support us, and, well, the birth of radio. Then came television, and then this was the best of all conceivable words, that you had sound that you had with radio, but now an addition. Full color pictures. Well, it didn't start out that way. Varying shades of gray was what it was. But here we arrive today with 1,000,005 satellite channels in which to choose from. And it's almost an electronic din. I can't hear myself think anymore. There is just so much crap that it is unbelievable. You are having a hard time out there picking your favorite show? Oh, that's because you can get reruns of Andy Griffith on top of last week's offering. You know, I mean, it's. I don't know, Ron. I just.
The worst thing that could happen is we've lost touch with our neighborhoods and our neighbors. We're independent so much that we don't really need our neighbors anymore. Or do we?
Well, only when you have to borrow some vanilla, as my neighbor did the other day. The laws in the entirety of this nation are now employed to enforce corporate government, that control over the people, rather than to administer true justice. Careful of that word, administration. Laws are piled upon laws. Even unelected bureaucrats are given the authority to write administrative decrees, which have the force of law. We are completely under the rule of the corporate system and subject to the whims and caprices of those in the judiciary and beyond, of no accountability to the people whatsoever. Is that a true statement? Well, yeah. Take a look at what some of these mayors and governors are doing. Mayor Bloomberg. Great example. Today I make a decree that there should not be 32-ounce sodas available to people under the age of 21. Except on alternate leap years when the person you're buying it from is mixed Chinese and Japanese. Better line up in queue right now. It's going to be a long line.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors,
Yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A group out there that evidently Ronald McDonald is having its ninth anniversary, monetary.org, and it is Stephen Zarlinga is part of this. Now, I don't know exactly what a American Monetary Institute is designed to do, but I went up and I was looking at it, and, well, they're going to have their ninth meeting in Chicago, September 19th through the 22nd, and they're going to have speakers and a whole bunch of fun stuff, which, okay, that's great, but what does this have to do with anything? So I'm looking at this thing, and then I find the Denis Kucinich. He spoke at the American Monetary Institute. Now, keep in mind, Denis Kucinich, along with Ron Paul, were the only two people on Capitol Hill that was going, hey, we need to look at this Federal Reserve stuff. We need to have an audit. Here's what Mr. Kucinich was saying at the American Monetary Institute. Come on, Dennis.
Operation.
There we go.
Wasting hundreds of billions by propping up financial assets of well-to-do Americans
might be acceptable in less troublesome times. However, at the present time, precious money can't be frittered away, bailing out those with plenty of discretionary income. As David K. Johnson points out in Perfectly Legal, the top 13,400 families in our country have more yearly income than the bottom 96 million Americans. The financial sector has built an economic system that rewards gamblers with lower tax rates and insurance while subjecting the American family to growing job insecurity, deteriorating wages, evaporating savings, vanishing pensions, disappearing health care. This isn't a matter of blaming another political party, by the way. This has been a bipartisan debacle. The obscenity of hedge fund managers paying a tax rate of about 15% for most of a billion plus in income, while some who clean our bedpans pay a higher tax rate, must be recognized for what it is, greed and a repudiation of the merit of hard work. But the middle class has one thing that is growing, and that's debt. More and more Americans have been maneuvered onto debt treadmills by the banksters, as President Franklin Roosevelt called them. Greed evolved into a civic virtue and not a cardinal sin until the market collapsed. But we could take a new direction. And that direction, Mr. Speaker, must include monetary reform. As Stephen Zarlinga writes, the bulk of our money supply is not created by our government, but by private banks when they make loans. Through the Fed's fractional reserve process, the system creates purchasing media when banks make loans into checking accounts. So most of our money is issued as interest-bearing debt. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, our government has the sovereign power to issue money and spend it in the circulation to promote general welfare through the creation and repair of infrastructure, including human infrastructure, health, and education. It's no secret that our nation's infrastructure is in an unprecedented need of upkeep, repair, and replacement. It would take more than $1.6 trillion to bring our country's roadways up to speed. The Department of Education found that we need $127 billion to bring schools nationwide into adequate conditions. A study by the Water Infrastructure Network found it would take $1.3 trillion over 20 years to build, operate, and maintain needed drinking water and wastewater facilities. It's rapidly becoming cliche that crisis and opportunity are synonymous. We can turn these difficult times into an opportunity by creating millions of new jobs and infrastructure projects. The U.S. Conference of Mayors released a report last month that found a $73 billion investment in infrastructure would yield about 850,000 jobs in the next 2 years, would go a long way to meeting our infrastructure needs. A good start would be to invest in the maintenance and repair of roads, bridges, tunnels that are in greatest need. In particular, we should invest in a section in the TILU called Mega Projects. It was designed to fund projects that cost $500 million or more and have some national significance. These projects are not necessarily ready to go today. States could compete to build special projects. States could even team up together on high-speed rail or build new bridges. A perfect example is a need for a new Interbelt bridge in Cleveland. Now, infrastructure has to be part of, and it is part of, our stimulus package. But we have to go far beyond what we have in this first stimulus package. We have short-term fixes, which a stimulus is. But we have to look at long-term restructuring in order to get to where we want to go, which is financial stability for all Americans. And so long-term, we're looking at monetary reform. Monetary reform is achieved in three parts, which must be enacted together for it to work. May I ask the chair how much time is remaining?
The gentleman has 10 minutes remaining.
You know, we're at a time in our country's history where the immediate response has been to pour money into the banks who are hoarding it, who are not lending it, who are using it for other acquisitions like, or helping to fuel other purchases. And we have an economy that is stagnating. But it's time that we asked about some deeper structural questions about the nature of our monetary system. And now's the perfect time to begin that discussion. So once again, I want to bring this before the Congress, because if we're looking at economic stimulus alone, down the road, we may ask why that didn't work. Because if we have a monetary system that still exists to accelerate the wealth to the top, God forbid, under the nationalization of banks, we're all going to wonder what happened to the money.
Well, I'm sure he's still wondering. There's another minute and a half to this, but I'm not going to play it. Ron, any guess as to, and the American Monetary Institute put this on their site as if Kucinich was going to speak to the American Monetary Institute, and in fact, they just put it up there. He was actually in the well of Congress. I caught that. But any guess on how long ago Mr. Kucinich made that little speech?
It sounds like something out of the 30s. As soon as we, I'm thinking, about 34 or so.
No. When Mr. Kucinich actually gave the speech, Dennis Kucinich gave the speech back after the banking collapse in this country. So it's been about 4 years.
Oh, okay.
So he's still.
Well, the content is similar to.
Oh yeah. We've had this discussion before.
Yes.
It's just collected a little bit of dust. They had to pull it down off the shelf and had to blow the dust off, many inches of it, and plug it back in. Because there was something very similar to this that was done in a well of Congress back in 1932.
Yeah.
You know, here we are in the middle of a da-da-da, and we must da-da-da-da. And here we are today. 100 years into this grand failed experiment, we still are da-da-da-da. Still talking, doing nothing. And supposedly, I don't know, it is, you know, they say the time heals all wounds. Well, not if it kills you.
Yeah.
Here we are. We are in a declining economic situation. There is absolutely nothing, and I think I heard this correctly the other day, that you know you're in a depression when you have three straight quarters of gross domestic product and it's in the negative. You're having no growth. There's a pretty good indication that you're in a depression. I wouldn't even want to venture a guess on this one because it would probably be wrong. But how many months, how many years have gone by since we noticed this little bubble just went and popped? So where are we at now? I mean, is there another $1 trillion of bridges and roads that are falling apart that need to be repaired? And well, who are we going to give these jobs to? How many billions did he say could create 800,000 jobs? For which company that's doing the work that now owns our infrastructure, thanks to George Herbert Walker Bush? Oh, my, when they are out to deceive, the words just kind of just, they don't flow anymore, do they? All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to talk about, and I wish you would, the alternative or the alternate writ of prohibition that we're trying to get filed in the states. See, we're not standing around going, yeah. No more talking. Time for action. 800-313-9443. Second hour coming up.
Freedom ain't